Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Father, we give you praise. We thank you for a privilege to access in your name and all of the possibilities in it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've started in the first service. Thank you for all the miracles and change hearts. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' gracious name. Can we be seated? Hallelujah. It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve to pray. Worthy is your name. And now my shame is gone. I stand amazed in your love undeniable. Your grace goes on and on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve to pray. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserves our praise. You're the name above all name. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserves our praise. You're the name above all names. Father, we give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. So we started talking about the Lord in the first service as we practice the communion ritual the Lord gave us. And I'm sure if you understood what you did, you'll receive whatever you desired of the Lord. And I warned you about something while I was teaching. I said, it is not food. It is not what? Food. The Bible says, Paul speaking, he said, they ate and drank damnation to themselves because they did not discern the Lord. That's what it meant for them to eat in an unworthy manner. You know, certain denominations believe to eat in an unworthy manner means to eat in a state of sin. It is wrong. It is entirely wrong. Are we together? That's not what it meant. You know, because it's a practical that comes with the effect immediately. I mean, what you get from the practical in physics is not the originality of the supposed result. You may have a result, but it's just in the lab that cannot serve in any industry probably. Are we together? It's just a way of test running something, and you now go to the supposed industry and do it for it to serve the purpose of humans. But for this kind of practical, as you are practicalizing it, you are seeing the result just immediately. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So Paul was wondering why people were sick after receiving communion, why people were dead. You know, somebody was on a sick bed and took the communion and died. And Paul, when he was vetting and finding out what the problem would have been, he saw that they ate and drank in an unworthy manner. What does it mean to be unworthy of the Lord's body? They didn't discern his body. When they ate, they were eating it as food, not discerning the Lord's body. Communion is not food. Are we together? So when you eat it as food, you don't expect just shofars. You know, this yofas, I mean shofas, or whatever they call it, to be the reason why you are satisfied. Even food-wise, you can't be satisfied. In fact, when some of you took in the first service, if logically you find out you are becoming more hungry. Huh? It's more like we just steered your hungerology. Now, in fact, if you see bread, you can just squeeze it like this and choke inside your stomach. Alright? But spiritually speaking, something happened to you. Are we together? Don't be a Christian that is used to infirmities, sickness, sin, and etc. Don't be a Christian like that. You come to church, you are not expecting to be healed. And that's why the Lord mentioned a case in the first service, ulcer. You know, ulcer is one sickness that people can live with for a long period of time. And even if they die, they know that it's not ulcer that killed them. It's another thing that killed them. They are so used to ulcer. You see people in church, you say, are you not fasting last year? Why did you not fast? Ulcer. This year, why did you not fast? Ulcer. Last supper year, why did you not fast? I have ulcer. Now this year they are reminding the HOD, that my ulcer. You remember that ulcer? That's the reason why I did not fast. It's a shame that you are a Christian and that you are comfortable having ulcer. That ulcer came to you is not a problem yet, but that you are okay with ulcer. It's not nice. You've not heard that ulcer kills people? Huh? You don't know that ulcer kills people? You don't want to answer because you are rejecting it. If you like, reject it. While just making a statement, ulcer kills people. Your stomach will be paining you. Do not say you should not take Fanta, Coke. The worst is malt. As you take malt immediately, it starts immediately. What else? Pepper. Fried food. So what else will you eat in this world? If all these things you not eat. I did not even know that all these ones are included. I went to check myself one time and I asked the man, blah, 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 blah. He said, Pastor, it seems like you are having ulcer symptom. My whole sin came to my front. Not sin, like, you know the sin? Of not eating, not watching my health. The whole of that, I just started remembering all the things I was taught. Wake up in the morning, because of kitchen plates, I'll declare fast. Because of nobody will wash the plates. And if I cook it, it does not come out sweet. So I declare fast. How many of you have cooked and you are not proud of your cooking? It's so bad. It's the worst place to be. One time I went to Yakyo Market. I live close to that place. And after I bought all my ingredients, because I wanted to stop eating out, I heard it preaching that touched me. They say if I don't eat out, I'll save my money. So I said to myself, money eats food, eating out has eaten a lot of my money. In fact, I told myself I would have bought a car that time if I had stopped eating out. Because I calculated I was spending a lot of money eating out. Morning, outside, evening, because it's morning and evening. Then the only thing I'll buy is soft drinks and even biscuits, I don't like biscuits. So I'll buy soft drink. You will not eat from morning to evening, you not carry coke and drink. That's how I was living my life. So I was wondering, and at that time the ulcer symptom had not come. But I wanted to stop eating outside because I found that it was eating my money. I wanted to save. For a car self, said, let me just save the money. I'll buy a car. When I went down and I bought meat, if you see what I imagine in my heart, I bought two categories of meat, chicken one side, and I bought meat that is cow meat, another side. I now haven't bought fish and join. I now boil the meat the way I used to see my mother boil, cut onions. It was sitting well. I thought I'd have arrived. Then I wanted to do what soup was that? Egusi, right? Yes. I wanted to do egusi. I think it was bitter leaf I went and buy. I can't remember. I poured the egusi, did everything. I mean, I did all my best. And it was scenting very nice until I tasted it. When I tasted it, guess what I did immediately I finished that soup? Immediately. I just took my bath and went out to eat. Immediately. So my whole money went. I now told myself, I made a covenant with myself that I'll never ever use my money and waste on anything to. It's better. In fact, as I encourage myself, the difference is not plenty. It's not plenty, self. And since I like eating different soup, if you give me one soup today, tomorrow you'll be so happy that I lick the soup. Tomorrow you bring it in the evening and I'll tell you that it is irritating me. I have that kind of character. So I knew that one soup in the fridge, Pastor, just cook and put it in the fridge. Anytime you are hungry, you just remove it, warm it, and turn small thing, and eat the food. That's how I was picturing it. But it didn't work, so I gave up. And I started eating out. And sometimes I feel lazy to go and eat out. Because I will have to walk. I can't drive. I'll be going to the junction to eat. So I want to walk. So blah, blah. So I'll just stay till evening. I'll now go and play football. And coming back, I'll now eat. Because you cannot eat before playing football. Else you'll be running like Pastor Peter with your long, big stomach. You know, so I went and played football and I was coming by then, I'll eat. As the doctor said it, all the scene just came to my front. I was just reading the scene in my head. He says, are you here? I said, yes. Satan now told me, you sold, you are now reaping. So leave it. You know, Satan started encouraging me that it was my fault. Because I heard Prophet Kubus one time I was teaching, he was warning people about their health. Men of God especially, watch your health. If not, you will die healing the sick. You know, so I was like, God, so I now have ulcer. But I remember one time on campus, in my remedial days, I fasted more than 40 days. When I resumed, I started fasting, and I said I didn't want to know the time the fasting would finish. Every day I was fasting 6 to 6. And my uncle would call and tell my mother I was dying, because I was looking slim. The trouser I brought was fitting me well. And I'll just put belt a little bit. But at the middle of the semester, it became very, you know, small for me. So I have to put belt and tight it well. You know, it started reporting. It became big for me, I mean. And I remember he said to my mom, if this boy have ulcer here and die, nobody should. I used to cook 3 times a day. And my mother called, was wondering what was happening. I said I was fasting. Guess what happened at the end? He now had ulcer. He that was eating 3 times a day, he had ulcer. This ulcer self, how does it used to come? Ulcer is a case still. How does it come? Because that one was eating. Was he eating the wrong food? Wrong food, ba? Are you sure it's wrong food? That guy used to eat luam very well. Okay, yeah, he was, let me not say it on camera. He was doing that one, he said. It was shocking. Amen? So maybe that's the one that caused it. And listen, Satan made me feel so guilty. But I'm not going to just leave that part, but I will advise all of you here. Watch your health. Are we together? Don't just say, we trust God for healing. Watch your health. Eat well. Some of you are even greedy to yourself. You know that, right? You agree? You have money like this, 50k in your account. Do good analysis for your food. You say no. This 50k, I will invest the 50 again. Make I make money. Even 10k, you say 10k for food. I better go. Just remove 5k, buy garri, plenty. Keep for house. How do you imagine that a human being like this is surviving on garri? How many of you did food nutrition in your biology, agriculture, and home economics? You heard what they called balanced diet. Imagine you now, your balanced diet is gari sugar, kuli kuli. Every time. Because the milk is not everybody that can afford the milk. You are destroying yourself. Sometimes God will give you money to even test you whether you are faithful to yourself. And you fail yourself. You know, some people now, if you ask them, when last did you eat egg? They'll say, egg. They'll not start. Is it that you don't have money to buy egg? Say, yes, sir. It's a lie. You are lying. Now they've increased data subscription. All of you are subscribing. That money you are using to subscribe, go and buy egg and eat. But you rather want to be online than buy egg. Some people seated in this church are subscribing 11,000 in a month. Some is 20,000 for 150 gig. They are here. Let me drink something first and continue. It's medicine. It's not a mystical. Hallelujah. Living divinity in simplicity. Amen. It's medicine. Peter. All right. Are we together? Where was I? That's energy drink, man. It's just energy. Is it energy drink? Ibina. It gives energy. You don't know now. You used to buy. You don't think it's expensive. See, it's not expensive. Some of you are looking at me one kind of pastor day. Enjoy. 800 naira. I discovered it. 800. It's not almost the same thing with Fanta that you people used to buy. How much is Fanta? Which one is 300? 500. Just add 300. You get something better. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? It's sweet. Buy it and test it and see. I had a friend those days, when he drinks something, you know, like, amen. So when you drink something, then you take water. You take water. And you feel refreshed. You see, if you observe, I just took this water like this. Life, if you take water only in life, it will be tiring. But I finished this one. Yes, sir. So I'm giving you juice now. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
It's what makes life beautiful. I know some of you are swallowing saliva, but it's my own. It's not your own. So it's 800. Did you people hear me?
Yes, sir.
Some of you make money, plenty money, but you can't even buy food for yourself. It's bad. Say, after all, how much did they pay me? 50,000. But your work, your place of work, you trek. Just like here to that fence, you are teaching in one primary school. When you collect the 50K, you will sub, you can carry 20K and sub 1 month. Because your father is Otom's friend. 20K. I've seen people do like that. Me, I want to solve like this. I'll be calling Promise. I say, which data this thing they have that is not so expensive? And they'll be giving me cheat code. Because if you check MTN, you'll be seeing 2,000, 20,000, I mean. 10,000. You subscribe 10,000. Like one time, somebody subscribed me, recharged me, was it 10,000? Says, I manage this seat. It's not worthy to be in your account. Those days. So I had to give you a recharge card. I said, what's that? I said, so I recharged 10,000. As I carried my phone to check, it's 10,000 that I really, I just asked the person, I said, why? He said, no, because I can't send it to your account. I said, okay. I just started calling people that I won't forget about. You know, there's a way you have credit that you just be... I said, let me check on you. No, life not supposed to be like this. You just forget me. Gist me something now. You know? And I was on MTN Beta Talk. So when I did 10,000, they gave me... I had to call people. It's not like now that if they don't give bonus, that time their bonus used to make sense. I know almost everybody that did MTN was in MTN Beta Talk. I hope the thing did not break. Okay. It will not break in Jesus' name. Almost all of you were once Beta Talk members before you switched to Pulse. Because if you calculate, you recharge 200, they give you 400. Pulse will just recharge 200, it's 200, boom. That was the calculation. But that's not the fact. Try to eat well. Are we together? It is important you try to eat well. Even Jesus ate. He ate good food. Are we together? You see them eating with him, eating with his disciples. When Zacchaeus gave him food, he ate. He ate good food. Are we together? Learn to eat. Bread involved, not bread alone, but bread involved. And this is the balance. Some of you that eat too much, you are still destroying yourself. According to sciences, eating too much is bad. In fact, it's a sin to be a glutton. Some people eat to the steeper. They eat till it come out from their nose. Have you seen somebody that cough rice before? Cough out rice. Have you have cough out rice before? There are people like that. They'll finish eating, they'll then, rice will not come out. They've eaten to the stupor. Those days, we used to have a friend. He said he wanted to go and eat. We're eating. And I kept his food, said he's coming. When we checked, he was going to the toilet. When he went and finished defecating, he now came back and carried the food and continued eating. Meaning he went to reduce his stomach so that he can accommodate more food. And I hope you know that whenever you eat, your system needs just 20% to perform. 20% of what you eat. The rest will be excreted out. Information is power. That's why I see the white guys, they want to eat, they just keep one spot at it from. And I was like, which kind of stupid mumu food be this why these people they eat? Because it was survival of the food fetus. When you're growing up, your mother would just put rice in a bowl. Oh yeah, oh, make una come chop. Oh. Everybody just kind of... How many of you stayed in hostel here? Yeah. Maybe BSU or some hostel. You know, one time I went to hostel to visit a friend. So they now cook food. So they now say I should eat. I now called people to come and join me to eat. So anybody I was calling, I observed anybody I call would not say no. I called and said, "Ah, Pastor, are you?" He went and brought spoon from his house. In fact, one had spoon in his pocket. Yes. Pastor, welcome to our hostel. He sat down. There were like four. And I was okay. I said, okay, let's eat. So I fetched. As I fetched, I was now talking to the parents. I just put my head down. The food was finished. And guess what? That food was very hot. I was so sure that we were all in one spoon. They finished everything. So, you see, that kind of attitude now. If they give you food in a small bowl and they say, small plate, they say, eat. It will satisfy. It is what your body needs. You will not believe it. You just be eating. Eating too much too is bad. That's why we fast sometimes to help some of you who eat too much. As a man, your stomach is not supposed to be coming out. You are just at age 20 something. And you're having big stomach. Why? It's a bad sign though, for a man. Then as a woman too, your stomach is coming out. Bob. You have not reached anywhere. Just 20, 21. You have big stomach like you are pregnant. Why? Sister, I don't understand why my stomach... You have to understand why your stomach is coming like that.
And some of you go and buy something and press your stomach like you want to kill yourself. You know, one man of God told me one time, I was traveling to Abuja. I said, sir, there's one gift I want you to buy for me that will make me very happy and it will bring peace to my family. I said, what gift is that? He said, sir, you know that he called the name, that thing women used to put that. I don't say, you want to use it? He said, sir, my wife say if I buy it, then that she will be so, that she'll just buy it. It was 20-something thousand that time or so. I can't remember. He said, if I buy it, he'll be the happiest man on earth because his wife needed it. And I said, but that's not a solution to big stomach. Most ladies make it look like they are destined to have big stomach. It's not true. Even after giving birth to a child, you are not destined to have big stomach. Yes, your stomach naturally, as according to science, it should be big. But as a good husband, take her out and reduce the stomach. And make sure, listen, make sure you listen to your husband. Because some of you are stubborn. You don't want anything good for yourself. Because you give birth to a child, they say, come on, let's go for exercise. Say, no, I'm feeding the baby. Come out and go for exercise. Your stomach is getting big. I'm not talking to my wife, because some of you, the way you are looking at me, it's not my wife. It's your own wives I'm talking to. My wife, we have already agreed. I'm taking her for exercise, so she doesn't have a problem with me. Amen? Sit up, and we used to do sit up and the rest. For the stomach to go, because that's not what I want. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The body of a woman belongs to her husband. Your own body too belongs to your wife. Except you are a man of God like me. Then it belongs to God Almighty. How God shares. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because I can't be praying to God and she now said, I needed to do some press up. God will not be happy with her. So we are consecrated unto God. But you and your wife. Alright? And sometimes the man of God too. But not every time. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? For instance, I'm in my pastor's now. Nobody is physically alert than me. All these people sitting. See how they look lazy. Nobody is physically alert. This one cannot run like me. You can't run like me. None of them here can run like me. As I'm standing here, I run faster than all these people you are seeing here. If you keep them there, I'll see first them and reach that gate. Some of them. Because I do exercise. I can cover any football, standard football pitch more than 50 times without stopping. It's not power, it's exercise. It's not anointing. Who told you it's anointing? See, they're shouting, it's anointing. It's not anointing, though. It's something I've built for years. Something I've learned for years. My sport is football. I can play full 90 minutes. As I'm here, if Super Eagle call me, I will still play well for them. No, don't clap. Go and run your own race. So, being a Christian does not stop you from being physically sound. Are you listening to me? I asked him yesterday, I said, do you jog? He said, it's heat period. They are not jogging. Who told you they don't jog in heat period? Was that not the answer he gave yesterday in the meeting? He said, it's heat period. So they don't jog in heat period. You have to be jogging. When you get to 70 years, that is when you know the reason why you should have been doing all of this thing. When I'm 70 years, you look at me, you will be so shocked what I can do. Because I've been practicing. Now, most of you, if you hear my age, you'll be so shocked. When people are looking old, I don't used to feel bad. Be getting old, no problem. I still senior you, but you are old. I'm looking young. You're looking like my father. No problem. And if they continue like this, one day you'll be wondering who is the Jew of this church. Whether I'm the one taking opening prayer. Or testimony. You'll be wondering why my fathers in the faith are seated and I'm teaching the Bible. If they continue like that. You know, if you see my younger sisters, you'll be wondering how old I am. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. So I trained myself very well. And everybody should do the same. You know, you see somebody 26 years old, he has big stomach. Big stomach. See, how old are you, say 26? The stomach is even falling apart like this. What if you get to 50 years? How will your stomach be? See, your body is malleable like metal. Have you seen pictures of people online that they are very fat? Don't do exercise and become very beautiful and handsome. It is your own. It's a function of you to make your body the way you want your body to be. You don't put it on God. And I've warned our Christian sisters, because you people can some sort of be very lazy. When they talk about how beautiful your body should be, you think we're entering marine world when we begin to talk like that. They say, as a woman, build your body so that he'll be beautiful for your husband. Say, no. We are the kitchen commands. The Maria Woodward ate us. It's so funny. You are not being realistic. Build your body, you are giving, and they are very late. If you see some of them, if you go to visit your friends, if they marry, they will sit down and put pots and be scratching pots. They eat into, very, they can be lazy. You just knock your friend and the woman will open, come out with a wrapper. Pastor, this, you come. Extremely lazy. You know, you don't know that good Christians, they are trying, all these Christian men, but they are trying very well. You think if they were not born again, they would not be like all those men in the world. You marry a woman, the day you marry her, she will just take a covenant and say, from today, I have a covenant with not looking fine. Because they've married her. She come out. Oh, juju don't come outside. Anywhere. Oh, juju don't come. You don't want to look nice. It's very bad. The man wakes up in the morning. He's like, what does he say? Afternoon, he's like, even like, nightmare every time. You don't know that you can wake up, clean up the house, finish everything. When you come back, you make your hair look fine, put lip gloss, and be watching TV. So that when your husband come back, you'll be glad. Not that the way I'm going, you're just looking in here. You walk ahead. Oh, they don't know how I've suffered. I made food for you. I wash this one. Look at me. Welcome. Then the man will go outside and ladies are jogging in the money. His wife is snoring in the money. Ladies are jogging in the money. This is why you see worldly men cheating on some of them. Now, it's not supposed to be like that. You people get what I'm trying to say. But you see them cheating on their wives. Some ladies that go to gym, you think it's gym they are going for. You think it's gym? I was going to a gym. One time, I will not finish that story because it's not a nice story. I had to stop gym because immediately I finished gym, they'll rush to my car. Some of them were not even gym, they were done. They'll not be pretending like they're gym. As I just rushed to the car to on the car, you're going my way, going my way. I remember the first time I carried, was it two or one? I can't remember. My mind was doing bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo. Because I'm wanting, if I stop this person and Joyce see me. Because the lady was around Tewasagbadu. So I was saying, God, let Joyce not come outside. I was not married. If I just stop now and she come out and Joyce see me, what will Joyce talk? Holy Spirit, please. Please, Holy Ghost. I wind up on AC so that people will not be seen. Even because it was tinted at my first car. As she just said she wanted to come out, and I went further a little bit ahead of, like I made a mistake. I said, sorry, I made a mistake. As she was coming out. But before we got there, guess what the woman did? She carried my yogurt and drank. He said, hi. I've been observing you. After you talk everything. So this is your yogurt. Is there anything? I said, I've not opened it yet. Thank you very. I did not say anything. Thank you very much. Drink the yogurt. I was just like, I was like, Jesus, oh my God, what am I seeing now? What am I seeing? Thank you so much. I took my cold water, drank, left with nothing. Dropped her and I said, Lord, I thank you because this will never happen again. So what do I do now? I will be gymming. I will not do like I want to take excuse, you know. Before they know, car I've on, I've wind up and I've run for my life. Most of them there, if they gym, they finish their gym. Oh, it's not like they don't gym. But when they finish gym, they're on a mission. A serious, it's not a small mission. Many husbands, wives lost their husband in gym. Many wives is gym. All of a sudden that your husband like gym. Follow that man to that gym. He doesn't miss gym. He used to miss prayer meeting by 5, but now 5 o'clock he's going to gym. So you know, I used to be fine for you. I used to be follow to the gym. And some men in gym too, they are there on the mission. Have you gone to gym and seen some men? Singlet that they wear that used to cover body, their own is one rope. Yes, there's a singlet they wear now is rope. It will reach here, then it will not cover the body. Meaning from here to here, everybody can be seen. They don't wear trousers. It's short that those men are wearing. Oh, if it's even big short, I will not. It's one mumu stupid short like that marine short they wear. There was one time I went. I don't know if I told you. I went, they were massaging women in the gym. The boy was just, I did like I was just I said, Jesus Christ, I want to marry you. I see this man massaging you. I was just saying, make una continue like that. Oh, I beg, oh, don't finish. Just continue, don't stop. Oh. But what is the focal point? It is nice to do exercise. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You know, there's a part of scripture that says bodily exercise profited a little. But if you check it, it's not this exercise we're talking about. They are talking about these Judaistic practices. Any ritual we do in the flesh as regarding Christianity. He said the profit is a little. But let's just imagine it the way it sounds. Exercise really profits. Are we together? It does. One last example before I try to conclude. I told a lady many years ago, she came to my office that she was not seeing who to marry. And I looked at her. You know, sometimes we have to be sincere. I looked at her from head to toe. And I said, God, if you tell me to marry this woman, me too, it will take me some time to agree. I may not refuse her, but I mean, just come and start talking to her now, and I will be asking you a question like, why is your stomach too big like this? I'm not telling you that God said we should marry you, but I'll just be engaging in question. The next question I'll ask is, why is it that you eat food so much and you don't do exercise? I'll be asking you questions that will be making you mad till you change. So I told her, I said, I can't tell why you are not married though, but I sense I should help you. She said, how? I called her elder brother and I told him the real fact. I said, your sister, you know she can't marry her with the way she's looking. He said, Pastor, I've told her. I didn't know he has been telling her. He said, Pastor, she will eat. Then in the night, she'll just start sleeping. Early in the morning when I wake up, she'll say her body is paining and she cannot go for jogging. He has been forcing the lady to jog. She refused. That the first time she did it, she rested for like 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And I said to her, you know, no man will want to marry this kind of person. Let her try and arrange herself. My spiritual father, many years ago, I told you the story. A lady came that nobody is coming. How would that lady be dressing with one kind of buba skirt? You wear a buba skirt, buba cloth, buba hair tie. Everything is bubaistic, bubaistic, bubaistic. Then he now looked at her and said, young woman, I see in the spirit. He was telling us the story. He said, God said you should not be wearing these dresses again. God told me to tell you that you should start wearing good gowns, good dresses, good skirt in the name of Jesus. Thus says the Lord. She said, yes, man of God, sir. Yes, man of God, sir. He said, go and start doing it. She went and started doing it in 2 weeks when she buffed up with one. Somebody did, sister, what is happening to you? The Lord has put it in my heart that I should marry all this wife, but I don't know why. The guy saw it correct now. He understood. Because the woman he saw in the spirit and the one he saw physically did not align. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Some of you will just be, so it's a message, oh. It's a message. Exercise has, this is not relationship summit, but this is a message. And I've warned some of you about certain products like Coca-Cola products and the rest. Yesterday we drank it, I'm confessing, in a meeting after several weeks. It's not our routine. But we drank it because some people came late and we punished them to buy us soft drinks. So they bought us Coca-Cola products. It's wrong. Are we together? It's not right. That one we'll leave it for a relationship summit. I cannot, we'll call medical people to explain it to you. Some of these things are not nice for a pastor to explain. Are we together? We'll call their Miriam. She has MSc in anatomy. We'll call their Sarah and their Donald and their Victor. We'll call them to come and do health explanation of all these things. Are we together? So I told the doctor, I said, well, I know I caused some of these things and I'm ready to repent. So what will I do not to continue in these pains of, you say I have symptoms, well, how will I help myself? And I said, don't take Coke, my eyes open. Don't take Fanta. He said, calling peppery food. Then the next thing I said, but you can take malt sometimes. You can... So I was just thinking. I said, so all these good things. Then he now said, fasting, pastor, fasting. You have to reduce fasting. In fact, now you have to be eating very well. That's one that touched me. I said, sir, you mean I should not be fasting? He said, no, you cannot be doing that thing again. In fact, let your wife, if you are mine, let her be cooking for you very well. As I analyzed my life, I said, I have not even started ministry in my heart. Me, stop fasting. How? One day after service, I did not eat from morning to evening. The thing now hooked me. I was preaching in the pain here on a Tuesday service. As I was driving back home, the pain was so much that I rushed into a chemist and I asked them, please give me medicine for ulcer. I did not want to explain. I said, give me medicine for ulcer. It was with, please, nurse, please, give me medicine, the best one that you have. See my card. Put it. Just put the price. I wanted to collect it, drink it there. That is, I will swallow it there without food. Then maybe buy a biscuit and be chewing and be driving. Because I felt like my life was going. As I was there, I heard the Holy Ghost say, Pastor Simon, you, Seth. It was as if I was being mocked by the Holy Ghost. Do you know, when I started listening to myself, I collected the drugs, I was going. I didn't take it. As the Holy Ghost was speaking to me, he said, yes, you obey all the caution, but is this how you live your life from henceforth? Obeying all of those little rules and the rest? As I was driving, I kept the drugs. I laid my hands on my stomach. I closed my eyes while I was driving. It was God that helped me that day. I was shouting and driving. You know, some of these things, some of you, when we say it, you think it doesn't work. It has been working for us. That's why we said it. If it was not working, I would not say it. I told you about my first accident, not with car, when I hit my ribs in Yakio Market. But for this ulcer yet, I remember I laid my hands as I was speaking to my belly and driving. That's how the symptom, that pain, that plenty pain, it began to just dissociate. Till I got home. Hallelujah to Jesus. I remember for the accident I had at the Yakio Junction, is it Market or whatsoever? That big gutter. I don't know that some of you have passed. There's one big gutter people sell at the front. So the edge, one of the edge of the gutter, I didn't know that I was not matching the wood that will help me cross the gutter. It was very late. Christmas Eve. People were eating. Imagine Christmas Eve in your houses. The way meat will be plenty. I said, Pastor, nobody in church remembered me. So I went out. Let me show you how wicked some of you would have cost me my debt. That's how wicked most of some of you can be. You don't remember your pastor. He'll be eating your rice and forgetting me. Thank God I'm married now. Me too, I don't forget you. As I was going out, close to 12, I was trusting God that shops would be open. Anything I wanted to buy, I eat. I just wanted to say anything food. That's how I shook leg, landed at the edge with my ribs. The edge of the gutter, sharp. Bop! Oh God! Chaba karataya! I shouted, oh! I know you are imagining it. Yes, yeah, so I did not say, oh, I'll dish in the name of Jesus. Oh! I went to the ground and started rolling. Ah, that pain entered my brain. The cavity, if there's anything like that, the center of my brain felt that pain. Every bone in my body, the pain was moving like electricity over my eye. And I was hungry. I started rolling. Then I got a COVID, I stood one place. People were passing. I heard somebody in thief language say he is drunk. That is Christmas Eve. That guy, maybe because they were not seeing my face, I was so shy, so I covered my face. I didn't want people to notice that it was me that was on the ground. They said he's drunk. It's Christmas now, so they are drinking anyhow. Don't mind these young people. They pass. You know that story of. That's how they were passing me. Only one boy. See, today that boy is enjoying my money. I don't know that he's born again. No. I said they should lead him to. Did he get born again? See, today that boy, anywhere he sees me, I give him money. Anywhere in this world, I was thinking of giving him money. Because he was so nice that night. He just came close to me. He said, is anything okay? As I opened my face, he said, ah! Maybe this camp guy, what they say every time when they pass this world, they ask who him be with this. He just carried me on his, whether his shoulder. You know, I was so ashamed that he was trying to put me on his shoulder. Trying to look for ice block. I told them. I was just pointing. Oh, it's here. All the hospitals. I mean, I told them not to take me to a hospital. They took me to a chemist. The man gave me the drug that came to his mind. I took. And you know, malaria is always waiting at the door. Anytime there's any weakness, malaria will just enter. That same night, malaria started. And I called my wife. That time she was my babe. I called her. I said, I had something. You know, people don't take men of God serious, especially some of us that are faith, word of faith preachers. When I say I can't even report myself to some of you. I said, something is paining me. Because if I say I'm sick, a man of God says sick. Somebody that says he can never be sick in his life. So if that kind of thing happened, how will I report? I said, Jesus Christ. She said, she's here. Hey, Pastor Thomas, stop joking, I beg. You can be very funny. I said, I'm not joking to you. I'm serious. So you see, you can pretend. I said, Mama T, I said, life is. As she was talking, I just ended the call. You don't understand me, say I'm pretending. Which one is pretend? I looked at heaven, I said, people are trusting him. I'm trusting in this woman now. Lord, you are the only one that I have. You are my boo, bae, everything. Help me. I tell you the truth under heaven, God is powerful. As I say, God, let your mighty hand come upon me. I sense the spirit of death. Now, when I was there on the ground, when they found out I was wrong, some people that came said, now, wait till you walk at that guy the other day. That, stupid stories. The man dies in a day and hits these ribs. Maybe good place, oh. If you hit, it better make you hit a body ribs. Kai! So we now come and say, Kai, the way this boy is turning, I wonder if you survive this night. I wonder. This I was hearing the testimonies. And it was not in English. They were saying it in Tiv. cool. Any smart is cool. I said, Lord, let your hand. I tell you, faith, fear to come by here. I said, the fear was too much. The pain. Lord, let your hand come upon you. Literally, I felt, I didn't see it. A hand came literally, rested on that place. That's how, you know the way you touch somebody like this? This is how the hand rested on the pain. As the hand was resting, the pain was dissociated. The next morning, the guy, because he came to greet me, very nice guy. Early in the morning, he rushed and came and wanted to press the place. I told him, I'm okay. He said, no. We can't be okay. Let's press it. So to be sure of what happened to me that night, I went to Air Force Base again for X-ray. I said they should check my ribs, paid the money. They checked. Man said, why are you baby there? I'm very serious. I said, are you sure you put machine? He started laughing. I said, are you sure your machine is okay? Like your X-ray machine. Take pain relief. He wrote pain relief for me. Because I was insisting. God is real. Are you listening to me? God is powerful. So there is nobody on this earth that can convince me that God is not real. I've seen God's hand in diverse ways in my life. I've seen God touch the life of people even through me. Are you listening to me? So I know God is real. For an imbecile to become whole because of a communion, not because of the ritual, but because of what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary and was invoked at the practicality of this understanding, which is communion, the guy became whole. Because if it was just a ritual the woman was doing, her son would not be whole. But she understood what Jesus did on the cross. And as she was giving the communion, she was speaking it. Are you listening to me? And all of a sudden it happened. Imbecile. Imbecile. You can still go and check the story. It's on YouTube. It's from Pastor Joseph Praise's church. Imbecile. Became who? God can touch everybody. You know, I was trained by people who were so familiar with the supernatural. That's why if you hear me talk sometimes, you'll be thinking I'm a mad person. I believe in anything that God can do. Are you listening to me? God can do all things. All things. There's a way you can be so, how do I put it? Philosophical. How did there's this man they call the greatest preacher. People's opinion though. What's his name? Oh my goodness, I've forgotten his name. No, not Maxwell. Maxwell teaches on leadership and motivational speakings. I've forgotten his name. See something, whatever, but I've forgotten. And he said something. He said, all preachers, all true preachers, teachers of the gospel, should be philosophers. But he said, not all philosophers are true teachers of the gospel. Do you get what I just said? If you are a true preacher of the gospel, you should be a philosopher. It is very important you understand, you mix your understanding with philosophy, some sort of. Because if you have a good knowledge of philosophy, you know how to dish out truth. Laws of interpreting the Bible and the rest, it will help you. Are we together? He said, but not every philosopher is a true teacher of the gospel, which is very, very true. Sometimes you can just be so philosophical that when we tell you that somebody can, in the Bible, somebody appeared and disappeared, you say, no, forget all those things. They are just fictions. Who told you disappearing is a fiction? It's a reality in God. Did Jesus not disappear and enter the company of his disciples at the upper room? Did he not? What of the other guy in the book of Acts, Philip? Did he not disappear? These are realities in God. We know some people have made this thing look like child's play. You know, one time a preacher said he was levitating. Unnecessarily just trying to prove themselves. Doing funny things. One carried one, is it calcium and whatsoever? Is it potassium and something? And put on the stage. And he said, fire will God will burn, will receive that sacrifice with fire. So funny. And when he put it, the wicked plugger then zoomed the sacrifice. When he zoomed it, he now showed us the chemical composition that caused the fire. They were now saying they were insulting a man of God. Now they caught him. Are we together? Things like that happened. I think there was one that wanted to zoom. So he said, you have a baby? He said, yes. He said, okay, let us capture your baby in the spirit. So now he now carried an iPad and captured the baby in the spirit. Just like this. He now captured the baby in the spirit. He said, see your baby. Those were crazy, crazy, funny things. The plugger now zoomed his hand very well. He said, watch carefully. There was no baby in the spirit. He just tapped the picture that was on the iPad and showed the man. Now, these are crazy things. And that's not what we are talking about. Are we together? There was one again. You will see them and sometimes you'll be wondering if Christianity is real. Have you seen the one that one woman with one hand like this? You seen that one? They took her to almost 5 churches in Nigeria. And when they lay hands on her, the hand will not turn and become normal. How many of you have seen that one? I think VDM even did something about it. That's why people like that will not even believe in what we practice as Christianity. Because of those guys are trying to be crazy. But beyond all of those nonsense, God can do what? All things. Because they are not ready to pay the price for the anointing. Want to be lazy preachers. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I tell you, God is doing mighty things already. God is raising voices. You see what God is doing lately? My wife was showing me a video of a young apostle that was criticizing one major preacher in our nation for saying how he got money was because he did some kind of giving like that, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if you saw those videos, always emphasizing money. And the preacher came up, the young apostle, and said, why is it this man of God always emphasizing money, 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 money? I mean, we're in a nation where none of them are speaking. Look at the things happening in our country. Is it a coincidence that none of these guys are speaking anything? The only rubbish we are hearing is money, money, money on the podium. And I think that same preacher said something like Jesus went to the cross because money problem. When I heard it, I almost ran mad. I was like, what the heck am I hearing? And he's still preaching. And the young preacher said, in fact, let me do a revelation of this man you people are seeing here. There was a time he told us to give $1,000 for 1,000 members. You can imagine such a crazy thing. So $1,000 for 1,000 members. I think lately they say they arrested the guy. I said something to my wife. I said, if not, they will arrest him. They will be tired. You think God will be watching nonsense happen and not raise people to talk? You think God will not raise people to talk? Some of us were waiting for the hand of God to just say, talk! Because it's not like we're not talking, but emphasize. If we start emphasizing. A lot of crazy things are happening. And that's why God is raising voices. Are you listening to me? But the problem is that you must get yourself prepared. Many of the young people are not getting themselves prepared. They are rather becoming people that argue online. You are not going to argue online. If you see, most of you that argue online, I tell you the truth, most of you don't have a prayer life. That is why you even have mind to be. If you are really led by the Spirit, there are some arguments you cannot do. Do you know the kind of rubbish I hear every day on Facebook? If I want to be commenting on every rubbish, I'll become one of the most useless pastor. And I said something to the leader yesterday. I said, and I've been saying, I said, there's a difference between a false prophet and a false teacher. Don't forget, a false prophet is the one that just stands for evil. He wants to be doing bad things. He has made up his mind to be doing rubbish. A false teacher may not be a false prophet, but he's teaching wrongly at the status quo. Do you get what I'm trying to say? When I come and condemn a false teaching, I'm not calling the false teacher at that status quo a false prophet. So, I can condemn so-and-so teaching because it is wrong. But if I don't love that person genuinely in my heart, even me, I'm fake. So never think that any teaching I've condemned here simply means that I hate the person. I don't do. You'll be so amazed that if I see those people tomorrow, I will shake them and smile with them. Because they are still our brothers in the faith. They are not standing for the devil. The mistake some Christians are making is that when they condemn a false teaching, they don't condemn the preacher. It's very, very wrong. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It's very, very wrong. I don't agree with your teaching, sir. But you are not my enemy. But the one that is a false prophet, I will tell you, avoid such a person. He's a false prophet. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? For instance, those people that you saw that woman hand folded, why will you listen to them in your life? You should even tell people not to listen to people like that. How can you go on, if somebody to have the mind to fake a miracle in church, that one is gone, his heart is gone. Except he come out publicly and apologize. That one, the heart has gone away. Don't find yourself in such an assembly. Are you listening to me? Don't go there. You hear that the pastor is sleeping with women. Sleeping with women. You now went there on a Sunday to do what? Not just a pastor, a priest. You hear that you are sitting down to do what? Years ago, I told my mother I'm not going to that church. She said, why? I told her the reason why I'm not going. They did not force me to go till today. Because I knew the atrocities happening. If you go there, you are being foolish. Are you listening to me? The dangerous thing in our generation is that there are a lot of young people delving into ministry as pastors or reverend fathers for the money. It's a very dangerous thing. Their idea of success is so bad. So bad. What they are aiming is rubbish. That's the danger in our generation. That a lady was giving a testimony, I don't know if some of you saw online, Reverend Father, that is a priest, but she got pregnant, she fell in love. I don't even know why you go and fall in love with a priest, for goodness sake. You know that somebody is not destined to marry. You now say you are in love. Then she's now crying that he broke her heart. How? And she now came online, told a friend that came online, I was saying that this is how all of them behave and the rest. And she checked his phone and she found that he's doing that with so many ladies. What do you expect? You know, the first thing I ask myself, what do you expect from people that don't know their place in Christ? What do you think they'll do? Somebody does not know his place in Christ, you think that he can be looking at all the fine girls in that church like that? To whom much is given, much is what? If you like, look at me on there. If somebody does not know their place in Christ, how you know there's a problem in an assembly? Hear what the preachers preach. The one that they caught recently that they say he locked his wife. Did you hear the preaching he was preaching? If you like, carry any man of God and put on your wall. You are wasting your time if you are preaching rubbish. They caught him recently. My wife asked me a question one time. I said, how do you know? How do you tell about a particular preacher? If this allegation about this preacher, is it right or wrong? I said, I can't tell because I'm a disciplined person. I did not catch him, number one. I can't tell. If what they are accusing, except they have evidence, right? That's number one. There's a possibility he didn't do it. There's a possibility he did it. But I cannot say he did it because I did not see any evidence. I said, but number two, how to know that somebody has the potency to misbehave is by his teaching. What is the person emphasizing? Does he know the finished work of Jesus? Does he understand the grace of Jesus? Does he understand the gospel? If he does not understand, he does not have what it takes to live a life of purity. Purity is not, Lord, come and baptize me in fire. You are just a kindergarten. A friend was discussing with me yesterday. He said there's an assembly in our nation today, and I'm not trying to talk down the effort of the man of God or insult them. Sincerely speaking from the heart of God, that these people, they pray, you know, this crazy prayer movement, and that a dear preacher went there, and when he was teaching, he said, if you are struggling with masturbation and pornography, come out. And almost all of the church came outside. He said, so when he watched everybody coming outside, he now asked himself a question. He said, all of these crazy stunts of prayer they do holding themselves, what have they been doing all this while? I told him, I said, this is the same thing we've been saying for years. That's not what Christian is. This shake, 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 shake. I'm not lying. I've passed from that path. And I'm here telling you that it's not by all of those things. If I was not there, I would have not made this mouth I'm making. I came out from that place. All this thing they are doing, is it prayer? That's where I started my own Christianity from. From a very hot, not mumu, very hot apostolic setting. That's where I started from. That's why nobody can convince me against prayer. You can't convince me. If you don't pray, there's nothing in your life. You're just a talker. But what is the true definition of prayer? Prayer can be baseless a lot of time. Again, one time again. I think it was yesterday I still came across that clip of Pastor Chris that said when he started ministry, he was praying one time and he saw himself going down in a ditch because he was praying wrongly. He said all of a sudden, he started saying, but I'm born again. Then he started coming out from the ditch. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 13? You can pray in tongues, in any kind of tongue, tongues of men and of angels, but if you don't know love, your word, nothing. It's not about... No! Do you have revelation yet? Last week I told you, was it Tuesday, that prayer has no definition yet, except there's revelation in place. One of the key terms for defining prayer is what? Revelation. You must have revelation first. You can be taught how to pray. That's why Jesus taught them how to pray. Meaning you can pray wrongly. And I've told you several times that the Lord's Prayer is not a kind of prayer. It's a format of what? Prayer. Or a format for prayer. And of course, based on the status quo, the format has been improved by the Holy Spirit, who continues the work of Jesus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. The kingdom is here. The Bible says we've been translated from the kingdom of what? Into what? So we're in the kingdom. And Jesus said to us somewhere in scripture, he said, this wine and bread, I will eat it again with you. Remember talking about the communion? He said, in the kingdom. So as we will partake of the communion, we're doing it with Jesus Christ. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So I told my friend, I said, now that you're about to start a ministry in Kaduna, I was giving him some advice. I said, I have a heart for Kaduna. See, I'm not exaggerating. Kaduna people may not like what I'm saying, but if they are sincere, they know what I'm saying is the truth. Makodi, as we talk, is more spiritual than that place. Makodi. You know why I use Makodi? Because years ago, this one is not a place to compare with Kaduna. It's not close. But this place is more balanced than Kaduna, to me. Maybe they may not agree. But if they are sincere, they will know I know what I'm saying. That's where I grew up. And it's an atrocity to hear that kind of thing. So I told him something. I said, you have to separate yourself. He now asked me, he said, what is the secret? What is your preaching? What are you? Blah, blah. I said, see, when you teach wrong things, right, things are not really balanced. You as a preacher can be disciplined to hold yourself because you don't want to make mistake for people to insult you. But people cannot hold themselves with that message. You know why most preachers don't sin? It's not because they don't want to sin. No. Some of them is because they are scared of what will happen to their ministry if they sin. But there's a truth that can save you, Paul said. The truth will save you and those that will hear you. That's what I told him. It will save you. If you remove me as Prophet Simon, I can't live a wayward life. It's not possible. If I'm not pastor in a church, I will not be a womanizer or a thief. I will not. The life, I can't even imagine myself in a life. Because of my beliefs, Paul said to Timothy, he said, watch your life. Let me put it in the same words Paul said. He said, pay attention to your life. Pay attention to your life. He now said, by the doctrines you believe. Meaning if you are paying attention to your life, you should pay attention to your beliefs. If you don't pay attention to your beliefs very carefully, you don't bother about your life. You are not being careful about your life. Is it that way? What will happen? He said, you are able to save yourself and what? Those that hear you. So when he asked me my secret, I told him, staying with the basic truth of the Bible. And I said, what materials do you recommend for me? I said, as I'm standing here now, as I'm talking to you people, I said, I told him, I still listen to people like Kenyon. He said, Kenyon? I said, yes. I said, Kenyon is one of my favorite teachers of the world. Till today. Sometimes if you see me in my bedroom, I'm reading Kenyon. I don't even think I can ever exhaust his materials. I told him that. I said, I've read E.W. Kenyon, New Christian Reality, several times. And anytime I read it, it's fresh. So I'm always reading it. Because a good teacher must have a teacher too. That's what I told him. I said, if you don't have a teacher, you're your own as a preacher. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, that's what we are saying. Yeah. I said, I still listen to people like Kenneth Hagin. I still read the materials once in a while. I said, of course, I listen to Prophet Kubus almost every day of my life. These are my teachers. I'm not looking for a book that shows me seven mysteries of the Lamb. You will never see that kind of material in my house. Or a book that say the seven, I don't know how to explain, but you know these funny books? The mystery of the Monera. Seven what? Seven lamb. You know, funny books. You see a book, you say the beast and the antichrist. Yeah, there's a book with four living creatures. What am I reading it for? What's my business with four living creatures? Whatever purpose they are supposed to fulfill, let them fulfill it now. I'm knowing Christ. It's just like saying you want to read about DSS. What are you looking for? Are you sure they will not arrest you very soon? It's like you are a thief. You find somebody reading about Navy. He wants to be a Navy officer, not naval officer. Is it Caribou? Is it how to connect with angels? Prayer for invoking angels. You see, I advise that the apostolic need to be a little careful and they need to calm down a little bit because some of these things are not necessary. Are you listening to me? But you yourself, as you are listening to these things, you must be a people of prayer. It is only by prayer you can bring these things to reality. Are you listening to me? It's an advice. And finally, work hard in everything you are doing. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, a soul winner, good teacher of the word, you can stand for the faith, and you are loaded with finance. There's no limit to the move to the move of God that we're exploring nowadays. I told you the story, the testimony of somebody in the first service. As we're talking like this, he went and did research. And God was able to help him to hit something that gave him almost, I think, 8 million in this church. The person is in this church. Because while we're here just looking, he was working hard on the thing he heard prophets say. It's not everybody that hear instructions that follow. As we're talking, the people just be looking. Okay, sir. Some will go and just try it. Now that he has done that thing, you will see after this service, some people will go and start doing their own research. It is, you know, some people, it's only when the thing work from another person that they are spurred to do it. Making a difference, if the thing work, I could do my own. Imagine you have 8 million now to start a business. And I'm going to say, Kai. We have to make research. And I hope all of you that are working, even the Betty that just responded, I hope you know there is a company that can still pay you 1.5 million. They did not burn you to start in that company and die in that company. You can be applying. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I say, as you pay me 300 or 400 and a year, my life end. No. You may be excited for a start, but there's a way you see yourself by the word of God and say, I think I deserve more. You apply somewhere, then I'll say, I want to be giving you 5 million, and once in a while, I want you to come to US and spend weekend. The only thing is that will not allow you to go and spend weekend sometimes because you need to lead prayer meeting. But you'll be collecting the 5 million. As I'm talking, and these people are not, the 5 million does not concern them. Are you people part of the people I'm talking to? You can have 5 million. You are sure? So why were you not smiling? You feel like it's not you I'm talking to. Okay, you have 150. Is that okay? I'm talking about your level, so get excited. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
What skill are you learning? Well, my skill is how to how to funny skills. I don't want to call one that will hurt anybody here. But go and learn something wonderful. If you are sewing, learn good sewing skills. Not that they will say sew cloths. You know, some of you you are beefing some of our members because they are not bringing their cloths to you. The last time they brought it, you sew something. What I ordered by versus what I get. Don't think because we are members, we'll be bringing our cloth for you to be spoiling our materials. If you sew rubbish, we will not come again. Are you all listening to me? Sew very, very well. Not that your sewing is ancient days sewing, ancient of days. Go and look for new trends. Make up too, this thing. That you make up somebody, the face look like it has magnitude, no direction. Make up the right way. What else? Cake people. The plenteous in this church. This room, I'm sure somebody is doing cake. Is that right? If you do cake, wave your hand. I know. This room, I know somebody is doing cake. Is that right? If you do cake, raise your head. Even Dr. Ankele is doing cake. Another person here is doing cake. This place, I know you are doing cake. If you do cake, wave your hand. I know. There's no place that they don't do cake. Cynthia, you do cake. And you sew. You learn the two of them at the same time. As you did the cake, you saw that people enter cake too much. You now enter tailoring, ba? Hope you are doing international standard. Not that modern market women will subject you. You are doing international dress. We are not seeing it online. Why? Okay, not, when you had your phone, you were posting. Go digital. Is that okay? Songwriters, choir people. Be there. Be there. I'm saying the lyrics is not right. That song I saw online, the lyrics is not right. Finish you there. Instead of being serious, start from where you are. So I want to do a recording like David Dam. I need a church need to arrange something for me like that. You will not arrange, oh. You can't. It's not because of you. This ministry will not. We will build. Maybe the sound is the last thing maybe we'll decide to buy. Souls are more important than some things. David Dam started from somewhere. Go and check his videos. When Koinonia was using speakers that these ones were far better than, he was still singing. He was still finding his way to do one or two nice things. You people, if you like, sit down and be watching. GCMI, TGC, the Hila Choir. Sit down and be watching me. Eh? Be looking at me. Boklo and your team, be watching me. We will be watching ourselves in this church. Together we'll be here. Eh? Are you part? I'm talking to them. They are not answering. Jesus Christ, what has happened? All of you stand up. You and your MD. Start doing something. Start doing something. Put excellence to it. Ochaya, come here. That you are born does not mean that the ministry has ended. Come here. Since you born, you have not done anything. Elam is now 1 year old. You can start something. Are you pushing this your husband at all? He has started working on something. Push him more. God has sent you to his life. Because the thing that was happening, God is the one that... Believe me when I say it's God that sent you to his life. What I cannot tell him, just rub his head and tell him. And Pastor Emma says he married you, his hair started coming strong. Why? Are you palming his hair for him? She used to palm your hair. When last did you palm his hair? Be palming his hair, Ochaya. Palm this hair. All of you, you who are hearing me, ba? Yes, sir. Work on your voice. Not that you... Work on your voice. Yes, sir. Work on everything. And post them online. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
God has given you a voice. Post it online. Let the body of Christ be blessed. Don't wait till when we buy a sub, whatsoever, double sub, like the same ones buy, line array. Don't wait first. Start from where you are. can see that. Church, let's end the service. Bow your head and pray. If you didn't take communion in the first service, we have yours in the second service. If you are coming, so after church, you can just go to the side. I mean, this side there meets the ushers and they will give you yours and you take. Okay? It's already blessed. Is that okay? Father, we thank you for your word. It is light and lamp for us. We trust you that as we have heard, it will change our life forever in the name of Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.